Hello, everyone. Happy 4th of July weekend. Welcome back. Hope you had a safe and fun 4th of July. Maybe you celebrated with friends and family, or maybe you just stayed in, but whatever you did, I hope you had some fun. And also welcome back to another week of Three Facts. I'm your host, Matt Kassam, and I'm ready to share just some fun facts that I found about the 4th of July. So here's what I was able to dig up. Now, if you're not from the U.S., a quick little lesson. The 4th of July is a popular holiday celebrating America's Independence Day. And according to general awareness, the 4th was the day that we celebrate our independence from England. There's a popular painting by John Trumbull that depicts the Continental Congress all together on July 4th, 1776, signing the Declaration of Independence. It turns out, however, that no gathering like that ever actually occurred in Philadelphia, at least not with everyone present. According to historians, the Continental Congress voted for independence on July 2nd, and that's the day that John Adams actually figured we would celebrate our Independence Day. The 4th is actually the day that the Declaration of Independence was finalized and signed by a few of the men. The majority of the rest of the 54 men who signed that document actually did that on August 2nd. And the rest signed it several days after that. So we landed on the 4th of July at some point, and we just kept going from there. Now our next fact about the 4th of July is something Americans eat a lot of. If you're wondering what that is, I'll tell you after the break. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging in there. Our second fact about the 4th of July celebration has to do with the obscene amount of this food that Americans consume each year during 4th of July parties and the celebrations they attend. It's hot dogs. It turns out, hot dogs are the single most popular item during this time, and Americans actually consume a whopping 150 million of them. For perspective, that amount of hot dogs would actually stretch from LA to Washington, D.C. more than five times, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Yeah, there is a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. That's not the third fact, though. As far as Americans eating a lot of hot dogs goes, one guy has everyone beat, literally. Joey Chestnut is a world record-holding hot dog eating machine. In 2017, he snagged the title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship by eating a whopping 74 hot dogs. In 2018, he repeated that victory by eating 71 hot dogs, and just a couple of days ago, he broke his own record by gobbling up 75 hot dogs to claim the main prize. Now that's a lot of hot dogs. Our third fact this week about the 4th of July is really about an interesting tie to the date when it comes to the deaths of three U.S. presidents and the birth of one other. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe all died on the 4th of July. Now, not the same 4th of July, but the date that they all died was July 4th. Our 30th president, Calvin Coolidge, was actually born on July 4th, 1872. So the 4th of July has been a very interesting day for a lot of reasons for the U.S. for a very long time. Listen, so there you have it, guys. The date for celebrating our independence from England was a little more random than we thought. Americans eat a lot of hot dogs, and several U.S. presidents have both died and have been born on the 4th of July. I hope you enjoyed this week's facts related to the 4th of July, and check back next week as I share three more facts from around the world. I'm your host, Matt Kassam, and this has been Three Facts. If you haven't followed us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, I highly recommend it. And if you haven't rated, reviewed, and subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, you should. Listen, take care of yourselves this week. I'll be back next Sunday. Until then, stay curious.